looking at some of his characteristics and some of the things that he went through and did in his life that have challenged me recently. He was very enthusiastic, impulsive, strong-willed, and humble, but yet he was just a regular guy. And that guy is the Apostle Peter. If you turn to Luke 5, verses 1 through 11 is kind of his introduction, maybe, into who he was. I'm going to read those verses, and then hopefully I can get my thoughts together and make sense of what I've been thinking about. Luke 5, and it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake, and they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes that they had taken. And so was also James and John, the son of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. So here we have these three men, the Peters, who I've been thinking about specifically, but they were just ordinary guys with ordinary jobs. I think being a fisherman was, at that time, was a pretty, I don't think they were the cleanest group of guys, and it was a hardworking job, and I think they probably had kind of something about the fishermen of that time. But anyways, here they were, just normal people, and all of a sudden Peter saw who Jesus really was, and in the end there it says that he just forsook all. I mean, they docked their boats and probably threw everything inside, and it says that he followed him. And, you know, the part that really stands out to me about Peter as an individual is his boldness. And he was willing to do whatever God asked of him. And as I look through his life, and I'm just going to touch a few things here, it just shows how God can take just an ordinary person, just a regular old fisherman, and turn him into something great and use him in things that are just beyond our human thinking, maybe. But some of the things that maybe when you think of Peter and some of his downfalls, you know, he made some big mistakes, and we read about him in Scripture, and I'm sure they're there for us to learn about. And probably the biggest one that we think of is when he denied Christ three times. He was very bold in telling Jesus that he wouldn't, and then later that day, three different times, he denied him. He also, at one point in time, tried to take things into his own hands when they came to arrest Jesus, took out his sword and chopped off the ear of the soldier. And another popular time where he had a lack of faith and tried to do it on his own is when he jumped out of the boat and started walking on water and began to sink. And, you know, it's easy for us to say, you know, why, Peter, why did you, you know, why couldn't have you had faith if you started walking on the water? Why couldn't have you held on to that faith and made it the whole way? And all these things that we read about his negatives. But when you compare that to your own life, and I'm talking to myself here a lot, you know, for one, Jesus forgave and moved on and still used Peter in a mighty way. But for the second part is that Peter didn't let that get his life down. He asked for forgiveness and kept moving on. And so I think that's just a great example for me and for us to remember that, you know, it doesn't matter where we're at and what mistakes we made. We just need to keep getting out of the boat and focusing on Jesus and walk on the water and don't look at the negative part. But as I continue to look at Peter, now looking at some of the positive things he did have a bold personality, I think, and he was maybe aggressive. It says several times that he was kind of the spokesman for the disciples in different stories. It says that. And he was also part of the inner circle with Peter and James. They witnessed several things that the other apostles, or the other disciples, rather, did not witness. Later on, he was the first disciple to confess Jesus as the Son of God. And also, right after that, that's when Jesus called him the Rock and said, "On this rock will I build my church." And then as you look on later in his life, he was there at Pentecost, and he preached boldly there. He performed a miracle, healing the lame man, and it goes on and on and on. And he had a very good reputation. And it says in Acts, when they were talking about Peter and John, I believe, that where they came from was just poor, unschooled, I think, is the word that was used, fishermen. And now here they are being bold witnesses for Christ. And, you know, as I think of his boldness and all the work that he did coming from, he didn't go to school to be a preacher or to be a evangelist or anything like that. He just heard the call and dropped everything and followed Christ. And, you know, I think when we think of boldness sometimes, we think of it kind of as a personality trait, and I think it can be a personality trait. But boldness in Christ doesn't have to be in your personality, I don't believe. And it's something that I lack and struggle with personally. And that's probably what brought me to looking into Peter and his life. But, you know, boldness in Christ doesn't have to be our personality. I think it just needs to be based on our convictions and belief in Christ and standing up for what we know is right and not being afraid of that. And I think sometimes it's hard for me to remember to stand fast and hold to that boldness, especially when it makes me feel uncomfortable. But I think that the more we use that boldness, the easier it is. Sometimes when I think about it working with unbelievers, sometimes it's uncomfortable maybe to witness, and you never know if it's the right time or not. But so often, the more you do and the more you talk about it, the easier it gets. And I think that I fall real short on that sometimes because I get uncomfortable, and maybe it's because my convictions aren't as grounded as they should be, and that's just not right. Another thing, too, if you desire that boldness in Christ, I think that, well, we have to be in tune with the Holy Spirit, but I think it's something that we should pray about and pray about more often. We just, Wednesday evening, we heard about the power of prayer, but I think we can use, I think it's okay to specifically pray for boldness when you're working or reaching out to a lot of unbelievers. It doesn't come natural for everybody, but I think it can be all something that we can do. And hopefully it can be a contagious thing that soon is just our way of thinking and speaking and living. So that's my desire, to be more like Peter and to, you know, it's so easy for me, for us to think maybe that we're nobody or we're not gifted in that area or that somebody else is better at this. But, you know, if we look at the whole picture and we can look at how some of these disciples, they really were nobody before they were called. But they heard that call and, you know, could have they been famous speakers? about something else, and you hear motivational speakers or whatever, not necessarily Christians who are popular. Could have they been that if they didn't have Christ in their life? Probably not. Probably they'd have kept on fishing the rest of their lives and provided for their families and made a living. But, you know, when we're willing to throw it all aside and follow God 100% of the way, He will give us what we need, and He will bless us with that. So I hope that can be an encouragement to you, as it was to me, that we can remember that this week, to just hold on to that boldness and pass it along to others that we come in contact with. Let's pray. Lord, we just want to thank You for this opportunity this morning to gather together again as a group of believers. Lord, just pray that You'll be with the rest of the service. Pray that You'll have Your hand over the whole service, be with the teachers and the one who brings the message. We just ask all this in Your name. Amen.